This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Right now we go live to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning. Welcome.
Well, buongiorno to you, John. Very happy to be with you.
And the Holy Father talking today and really addressing the men and women of the United States in light of the George Floyd story.
Yes, in fact, he said that he has been watching the situation unfold, and he prayed especially for the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe. He asked that she assist everyone in the United States and around the world who's working for peace, who's working for justice. And he said that violence is self-destructive. It's self-defeating. Nothing can be gained from it. Everything can only be lost through it. So he asked us all specifically to be praying for the United States and for peace to come. And the general audience theme was on prayer, which of course has been what his catechesis has been focusing on. And today he was looking at the prayer of Abraham. Abraham, our father in the faith. And Pope Francis said, Abraham has a very particular way of relating to God. He points out that Abraham hears a voice, and this voice of God just resonates in his life and in his heart, so much so that he is willing to pick up everything he owns and completely uproot his family from his homeland and move toward a different and an unknown future. So the Holy Father pointed out that this is the same kind of trust that we want to all have. Abraham was looking specifically at that promise that his lineage would be as numerous as the stars that dot the sky. And when Abraham trusted in that, he saw God as a God of his personal story. So the Pope said God was no longer a cosmic phenomenon. In other words, he wasn't just distant, but the God of his own story. So the God of Abraham then guides our steps, just like he did Abraham. We know he won't abandon us. We know he accompanies us on all of our adventures. And so Abraham is then willing to go wherever God leads him. And of course, that means it's even to that ultimate test of being willing to sacrifice his own son, Isaac. And the Pope pointed out that God stops Abraham's hand, which is then, of course, ready to strike Isaac, only because God has seen Abraham's total obedience. Now, finally, the Pope finished by saying that, you know, in our lives, we're going to sometimes have difficulty understanding God's plans. And it's okay to dialogue with God about it, even to argue with him. But also, it's important that we listen and that we walk with him, and that ultimately we accept God's word and we're willing to put it into practice, John.
Ashley Nerona with Pope's general weekly audience here, talking about Abraham's trust in God, also asking for prayers of peace for those of us here in the United States in light of the George Floyd story. So we're slowly reopening here in the United States. The COVID-19 pandemic is still something that dominates the news headlines. You've been about 3 weeks, a month ahead. What's happening in Italy? We check in with you every week to see how much more is open.
Yes, and you know, it's always interesting to see how things are changing week by week. And today's big story, John, is that they are actually opening international borders here, as well as travel between regions is now allowed as of today. So that means that Italians can now go visit their families who live in other areas. Indeed, there are still some areas of the country, though, that are considered hot spots, that where travel is still banned. So Sardinia, Sicily, Tuscany, as well as the southern region of Campania, their presidents of those regions have still restricted travel, saying that their areas are heavily affected enough that this would be a wise move. So what's happening now in the meantime is that other regions are trying to come up with all kinds of ways to encourage people to come and visit. They're hoping that Italians will take their holidays within the country this year. And I mentioned when we spoke recently, John, that some regions are even offering travel incentives where they'll pay a portion of people's holiday just to get them to come to that area. So in addition to that, some other interesting things that we're just hearing about, for example, it's just been announced how sales will be handled this summer. Now, John, let me tell you that sale season is a huge deal here because you know how Italians are with their fashion. Mm-hmm. And sales are actually regulated by the government. So the government here tells stores when to begin and when to finish sales. So this year, they've moved the start date back to August 1st. Usually it starts in July. And then they've allowed for something that they don't typically allow for, which is a pre-sale season. So what is expected to happen is probably things will be reduced by a smaller percentage during the month of July in pre-sales, and then in August they'll go down even more. That's when you're seeing 50 to 80% off. Another interesting thing is that yesterday on the Feast of the Republic, a national holiday here, the museums reopened. So that's interesting to see the protocol that's being used. So, for example, they no longer have ticket offices. Everything has to be purchased in advance online. When you arrive at any museum now, your temperature is going to be taken. It's obligatory to wear a mask, and you must practice social distancing when inside the museums. So these are some of the ways that we're seeing Italy trying to cope and trying to deal with the reality of the post-lockdown Italy, John.
As you were talking about tourists and Italy slowly reopening, Ashley, as our Vatican correspondent, everybody still wearing masks, or do you see some people without?
Well, so masks are still obligatory, but I will say we've seen a lot of people without masks. Now, my husband, John, was so excited to get back to the gym, for example, and that was a really interesting experience because not only do they take everyone's temperature when you walk in the door, you have to have a separate pair of shoes that you change right in front of them. That's your gym-only pair of shoes. Anything that's in your gym bag cannot come out of your gym bag. And while you're there, they've not opened the showers. They've got a time limit on working out. Well, when my husband John went the first day, everybody was wearing masks and everybody was being careful. Now, he told me that as the week has worn on, he's noticing that less and less people are wearing masks. So, again, they are still obligatory. It's going to be just interesting to see day by day how if people are going to keep on wearing them. One interesting thing is that we haven't gone into super hot temperatures yet, but everybody's talking about what's going to happen when these summer temps kick in really any day now. And people are going to be very not only uncomfortable in their masks, but of course there's going to be real health issues to think about with people wearing masks. So it's quite interesting to watch and wait and see, John.
On the bright side, if there is a bright side to this, that's gelato weather.
Oh, you know what? I would say it just may always be gelato weather, but you are right. There is nothing on these hot days like a nice cold gelato. And I have a feeling that you won't find it too hard to believe that one of the top products that Italians have been consuming since things have been starting to open up is gelato. So imagine that just in the first weekend alone after lockdown, over 2 million cones were sold throughout the country. Everybody ran for their local gelato shop. And if you want to hear the summer trends, the flavors that everybody's going for, there's mango, star anise, lemon, and then, of course, you've got the old favorites like chocolate and then those summer sorbets. So every day is a better day with gelato, John.
This will not surprise you or you, Glenn. You know where we're going here.
another first on the horizon for you, John, hopefully.
I've not had gelato. This list is becoming as long as a Torah scroll.
Yes.
I've seen
John,
it, but
a day without gelato is a day not lived. We need to change
I'm a better spin on it, Glenn. I'm saving it for when Glenn and I eventually come to Rome to do morning air. How do you like that? Isn't that better? That's better. Right. Ashley Nerona is an American living in Rome. She teaches crisis communications and media skills to priests and seminarians. And, of course, we talk about John. That's Ashley's husband. And they have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, and that provides Renaissance-style theological formation. If you visit Rome, there's much more online at truthandbeautyproject.com. That's truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, thanks again. Our best to John. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, thanks so much. God bless.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.